Another thing that not many people and videos and speakers talk about is when it's time to leave your company. A lot of people are so focused on loyalty and staying at the same place and that sort of stuff. But actually, you need to know when it's time to leave. So here are a couple of red flags. The first one is negative office politics, like gossip and drama. Or maybe you have like an office manager who's watching your every move and reports you if you're like 10 minutes late. That's not a nice environment to work in, and that's a major red flag. Another red flag is promotions based on age or friendships. Maybe your manager has a friendship with someone and you are more qualified to get a pay rise or the promotion, but they're giving it to their friend. In the worst case, a couple of jobs ago, I had someone who was good friends with the manager. He was 10 years younger, no qualifications, out of high school, and he got paid two times the amount that I got paid. And I was really going for that promotion, and the director just wouldn't give it to me because he was friends. There was like favoritism going on there. And if the company had an HR department, I would certainly have reported it. But they were too small, and it's a major red flag. And as soon as I found out, I started looking. It's a big red flag, and it's time to move on. Another red flag is micromanagers. Don't you love micromanagers? Like, hey, did you do this? Hey, do you know you have to do this? Like, oh, we have this deadline there, right? If you have a person like that, it's really horrible to work for them. It shows that they don't really care about you, they don't trust in you. And you need to have an honest discussion, or if they don't change, it's time to jump ship as well. Another red flag is if your colleagues are ungrateful or unenthusiastic about a company. They gossip badly about a company, like, oh, this shit company, I have to go to work again. They're not grateful, and I can't see how the company helps to improve the lives of other people and themselves. Another red flag is no opportunity for growth, especially if you are in a smaller company and there's not much room there for growth. How on earth are you going to get pay rises? It's not likely that it's going to happen. And finally, a big red flag is revolving doors. A lot of the big four accounting firms, they're revolving doors. Like, people just come and go, because they think, hey, I want to work there, it's a top quality company. And then they stay for a few months and they realize it's shit and they move. And that's a major red flag to look out for. You don't want to work for a company with that kind of reputation. Now, those are company red flags, but there are also personal red flags. For example, you hate waking up on Monday consistently. Of course, many Mondays, I don't like to go to work either, but I mean, consistently, because you dread the work, not because it's Monday after a weekend and you just need to get used to it. Another red flag, personally, is when you are exhausted after work. You just feel so bloody tired, like, because you gave all your energy to your company and it didn't give you energy back or anything back in return. Also, if you're just working for the paycheck, it's another major red flag. If you're just working for the money, why bother? Life is too short to just sell your soul away for a paycheck. And finally, engaging in self-sabotage and instant gratification. I see a lot of people, especially at the big accounting firms, they're on drugs, they use alcohol after work, they have their sugar, they need their Red Bull, they need their coffee, they have their porn addictions and sex addictions. And this is a major red flag because you don't engage in them if there was not a reason for it. Often these types of instant gratifications are just a mask to cover up the pain that you have from your day-to-day life. So if you're in a job that you absolutely hate, while you're looking for something else, you really need to reframe the benefits to your mind as well. So let's say you have a lot of red flags and you stay in that company because you cannot find anything else. You need to reframe the benefits of staying with that company. Otherwise, you're just gonna feel more and more frustrated and angry And you know, eventually that is going to come out in probably not the best way. So you need to reframe the benefits. So you can ask yourself questions like, how is this on the way and not in the way? What can I learn from this? How is this like a role model of what not to do, maybe? How can you enjoy this position if you really want to? How can you make it more fun and enjoyable while you're looking elsewhere? What has this job given me? In the very least, it has given you a paycheck, right? And how can you make the most out of it? So your homework is going to be really fun. Ask yourself, are there any major red flags in your current job? Both company red flags and personal red flags. Secondly, how can you reframe the benefits? So again, if you find a lot of red flags and you want to leave, but you're kind of stuck for a couple of weeks or months in your current role, what are the benefits of staying there? And number three, if you found a lot of red flags, what are you going to do about it? Don't be a victim, be a master and have the courage to take action and do something about it.